USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Police in Buffalo, New York say 13 people were shot, 10 of them killed, in what authorities called a hate crime and racially motivated violent extremism. 11 of the victims are black, 2 of them white. The shooting happened Saturday afternoon at a supermarket in a predominantly black neighborhood just a few miles north of downtown Buffalo. Mayor Byron Brown says it's the worst tragedy any community can face.
We are hurting and we are seething right now as a community. The depth of pain that families are feeling and that all of us are feeling right now cannot even be explained.
The suspect is an 18-year-old white man from New York State who authorities say was wearing military-style clothing and body armor and drove hours to Buffalo. He is set to face arraignment by Saturday night. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell doesn't make official visits abroad much. In fact, it's rare. But he did so Saturday to Ukraine with Republican colleagues to visit Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. McConnell is the latest among American leaders to pay the Ukrainian leader a visit. It comes as the Senate is working on a military and humanitarian emergency aid package worth $40 billion. Two shootings happened after Game 6 in the NBA Eastern Conference semifinals in Milwaukee. One person is in custody following the first shooting, 10 people taken into custody, and 9 guns were recovered in the second shooting. In all, 20 people were hurt in the shootings. They're expected to survive. It happened near where the game took place. Frank James pleaded not guilty. He's accused of terrorism and other charges related to a shooting at a subway station in New York. James remains held without bail. His next court date is in late July. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Texas Supreme Court on Friday ruled that the state can investigate parents of transgender youth for child abuse. At the same time, it ruled in favor of one family who was among the first contacted by child welfare officials after Governor Greg Abbott ordered investigations based on a legal opinion from Attorney General Ken Paxton that labeled gender-confirming treatments as child abuse. The court did not rule on the merits of the investigation, just that a lower court overstepped by trying to block all cases from going forward. Meanwhile, over in Alabama, a federal judge there blocked part of a state law that made it a felony to prescribe puberty blockers and hormones to transgender minors. Judge Lyles Burke issued a preliminary injunction to stop the state from enforcing the medication ban while a court challenge moved forward. Other parts of the law remain in place, however, like a ban on gender-affirming surgery on minors, which doctors say is not done in the state anyway. Also, a requirement that counselors and other school officials inform parents if a minor discloses they think they are transgender. Burke ruled that Alabama had not produced credible evidence that transitional medications are experimental. Former President Donald Trump has endorsed Doug Mastriano in the Republican primary for governor of Pennsylvania. Mastriano was already a frontrunner, but there are concerns among party leaders that he's too extreme to win the general election. Pennsylvania is a battleground state that can determine who wins control of the Senate this fall. Leaders worry that Mastriano could drag down the rest of the ticket. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.